For the first time in forever, I feel so happy. It almost feels like a dream. Sir takes such good care of me, always making sure I'm well fed and clean. He writes books for a living, so he spends night and day typing away while I curl up next to him. Sometimes we go for work to the park nearby, and I get to wear a leash or a collar with his name on it. At home, he doesn't make me wear it, but I would if he asked me to. I like having his name on me. It makes me feel safe. Some of the older women in the neighborhood gossip when they see us. There's still a lot of stigma with men owning pet girls. They imagined him making me do all sorts of lewd and perverted things, because that's what most people have pet girls do. But Sir says he doesn't care what they say. He says if I'm happy to be with him, then he's happy to be with me. He never makes me do anything lewd, even when I offer. Sometimes I do catch him looking at me, at my breast or my ass, but he just smiles when I tease him about it. He says he was married once, but it didn't work out. I wonder when that was. He doesn't look old at all. I didn't pry, just like how he doesn't pry into my past. He says we're two castaways that found each other, and that was that. And I think Sir just likes having my company. He doesn't get a lot of visitors, and he spends most of his time writing and doing research for his writing. I don't think he's lonely, necessarily, but he says he feels happy now I'm there. And he says I'm welcome to stay as long as I feel happy with him. And I'm happy with him. So very happy. That was a nice nap in my favorite sunspot. I wonder what Sir is up to. I guess he's not in the living room. He's not in the kitchen either. I guess that leaves his office. Oh, he's busy writing again. Maybe I shouldn't bother him. Maybe I'll just wash him from the doorway for now. Sir is so handsome. I love the furious look in his eyes when he's concentrating. He's so focused. He probably doesn't see me sitting here at all. But he looks kinda so stressed. Maybe some kitten playtime will do him good. Hi, sir. What you doing?
Working.
You're always working. Time for kitten playtime, please. But you look so exhausted. I think some time away from your desk would do you good. We could go for a walk or get some food. I could lay on your lap while you scratch my head. Or you could fuck me. You always say that, but you already took me to the bad girl doctor. She said I'm clean and I'm healthy. Healthy because you've been taking such good care of me. It wouldn't be a problem if you wanted to, you know, do stuff to me. I wouldn't say no. I couldn't say no, not to you, and not after what you've done to me. Not that I do it only because I feel like I owned you. I mean, that's not all I feel. I mean, no, that came out wrong. I know you keep saying that you want me to learn that I'm worth more than a good fuck. And I know that now. I know that because of you. But you do so much for me. I just want to return the favor in my old way. But you're busy. Okay. I'll leave you alone, I guess. I guess I go to the kitchen and find some food. Sir left all the vegetables out again. Probably been there all day. It's like he meant to prepare a salad, then got distracted and forgot. Typical. Carrots, spinach. Oh gosh, that's a thick cucumber. Sir must have been hungry. Let me just swat that and sneak back to my sunny spot. Sun is so warm in this room. Well, if Sir won't have fun with me, I just have to make my own fun, right, Mr. Cucumber? Now let me just rub you against my little happy place. I wonder what Sir Cox feels like. Sometimes I sneak peeks when he's in the shower. It looks yummy. I wish he would use it on me. I would be such a good kitten for him. Such a good kitten. I bet he wouldn't be so stressed all the time if he just let me relieve him a little. I'd get on my knees and suck his cock and bend over for him whenever he wanted. And maybe he would even ask me to join him in bed. He would be so gentle, not harsh or mean or hurtful. The sir would be so gentle with me, at first at least. He would make sure I was comfortable. He would make sure I feel loved. He would make love to me. I wonder what that's like, someone making love to me. I've never. Oh, I just imagine him. He would lay me down in bed, and then I spread my legs and let him. top of me. Sir would feel so good on top of me. He'll call me his good little kitten and give me little kisses all over while I giggle. Little kisses on my forehead. Little kisses on my neck. Little kisses on my shoulder. My hand would play with his hair, scratching as I pull him to my collarbone. His lips tickling as I lift him down my titties. Trailing kisses and little suckles on my nipples until they got pricked underneath his tongue. He gently cupped my breast in his palm, playing with my butt between his teeth. He's bite just a little, just enough to make me yelped, and I'll tease him for being so rough with me. I'll laugh when I know he will never really hurt me. His hand would reach to caress the back of my head and pull me close to kiss me on the lips while his hard cock kisses the lips of my pussy. Oh. I will exhale into his mouth as his cock enters me. Feel my body sink in pleasure under the weight of his. He probably stopped and asked me if he's hurting me. And I'll call him silly head. And I'll reach down to his hips to pull him deeper into me. Let him deeper into me. Deeper into me. To feel the emptiness. The emptiness into me. Oh gosh. And I wrapped myself around his. My legs, my arms, my lips. His heart beating against my breast. His breast mixing with mine in unison. Oh, my hands gripping him, making sure he's mine. Making sure I'm his. Making sure he's there. Making sure he's real. Because I'm losing myself in the pleasure. Losing myself in the piercing beat of his trust. Oh, his trust. His cock thrusting into me. Piercing my deepest. Deepest, deepest, deepest. And my breath would quicken, and his breath would quicken. And I would caress his face, his beautiful face, and tell me what I wanted. What I wanted. What I wanted. What I wanted. What I want so badly. Come inside me, sir. Come inside me. Come inside me, sir. Come inside me. Inside me. Inside me. Inside me. Inside me. Come inside me. Sir! You've been standing there. I can explain. Please don't hurt me. Sir, you're hugging me. I'm so sorry. What do you mean? I have nothing to be sorry about. You're not going to punish me. But I ruined your cucumber. I guess that does sound ridiculous. It's okay? Really? Thank you, sir. What do you mean? You didn't know I liked cucumbers that much? That's not... You silly head.